Well, the ICC Cup or the tournament, what do you think, Andy?
Look, not too bad. Not too bad a start. I mean, the first couple of games had to be decided by penalties. Melbourne victory against Juventus, it was 1-1, and well done to the victory. And there was a lovely cameo by a high school student, Seb Pasquale. And look, the disappointment here, 23,174 fans at the G. It wouldn't have been the greatest of atmospheres. I'm heading down there later this week, actually. I'll be going out to watch Tottenham play later on this week. But the other game, Celtic played Leicester. Tom Rogic, the Socceroo, came on the 74th minute. Leicester got up 6-5 on penalties. And this morning's games, Paris Saint-Germain are up 1-0 against Inter 15 minutes in. And the other big one out of Asia. This is a global tournament. They played in Australia and Oceania, of course, North and Central America, and Asia and Europe. And Man United got dusted 4-1 by Borussia Dortmund. In their defence, Dortmund have been in pre-season mode for a month and played a few games. And this is Man United just 10 days into pre-season. But tonight in Beijing, Man City is at 2.25, the draw at 3.40, and Man United at $2.90.
So these sort of exhibition games, they're part of a worldwide cup, are they?
Yeah, they are. And Australia was fortunate enough to get involved last year. Look, Ronaldo and co are here, Real Madrid, as we know. And the disappointment here is on the back of a European Championship, there's a lot of the great players are not in Australia, and even Tottenham are missing their Euro 2016 players, and of course, amongst them, Harry Kane. So, unfortunately, this time around in Melbourne, you're not getting the full strength teams coming out.
What's happening in Aussie news, Brad Smith?
Yeah, it could be interesting here, mate. The Liverpool and Socceroo defender is being targeted by Bournemouth. A $10.5 million offer is on the table for the 22-year-old. We know that he has performed very, very well for Liverpool when given the chance, particularly in cup competitions. We'll just wait and see what sort of negotiations will continue.
Okay, now we don't have a men's team at the Olympic Games, but how are the Matildas shaping up?
Look, they did lose 3-1 to Brazil. But let's look at this game closely. They were leading 1-0 after 35 minutes and then sadly reduced to 10 players after Gorry was sent off in the 49th. And then as a result of that, Brazil scored 3 times in the closing half hour. So, you know, it's always going to be difficult when you play a team like Brazil in their own backyard with 10 players for a major part of the game.
And David Moyes?
David Moyes is back in the Premier League as Sunderland manager on a 4-year deal. So we get to see him back in action at the same time. Steve Bruce, who lifted Hull to the Premiership after the playoff final win against Sheffield Wednesday, he's decided to walk away because of the lack of transfer activity at his club.